Nangampanya ang leader ng opposition Bill Shorten at punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull sa Sydney kahapon kung saan kanilang binalangkas ng labor ang balak nito para sa renewable energy at patuloy na pagtaguyod naman ni punong ministro Turnbull sa tema ng inumbasyon. Sa kaganapan sa kampanya para sa halalan, patuloy na tinalakay ang issue ng pagbabago sa superannuation. Nahaharap ang pamahalaan sa pressure mula sa mga kapartido nitong mambabatas kaugnay sa mga pagbabago sa superannuation. Ayon naman sa mga grupo ng mga seniors, nababahala sila sa mga pagbabago na maaaring makaapekto sa tinatayang may 115 milyong kataong nasa edad na 55 taong gulang hanggang 64 na taong gulang simula sa darating na Hulyo sa darating na taon. Sinabi naman ni Cabinet Secretary Arthur Sinodinos na kanyang minungkahi na kumonsulta ang pamahalaan sa party room sa mga nasabing mamungkahing pagbabago matapos ang halalan. Ngunit diniin ni punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull, walang pagbabago sa nasabing polisa.
For people on very high incomes and people with very large balances, it is not quite as generous as it used to be. And they are being required to pay some tax. But 15% is a lower rate of tax than any of you pay, any Australians pay, on their own personal income. So it remains a very generous system.
Ngunit sinabi ng leader ng opposition Bill Shorten, nararapat lamang na questionin ng mga mamayang Australiano ang prioridad ng pamahalaan. Nanawagan siya kay punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull na ipaliwanag ang balak ng koalisyon para superannuation.
He promised on Sunday night in that debate that there would be no changes after the election to superannuation. Yet his right-hand man, his numbers man, Senator Sinodinos, has said in the last 24 hours that the party room could well change superannuation measures after the election. Who was telling the truth?
Samantala, binalangkas naman ang Partido Labor ang pangako nito sa mga hakbang upang harapin ang climate change kung saan pinangako na kukunin ng Australia ang 50% ng enerhiya nito mula sa tinatag na renewable sources pagsapit ng 2030. Sinabi ni Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek, minsay nanguna ang Australia sa paggamit ng renewable energy.
When we first came to government in 2007, about 7,500 rooftops across Australia had solar panels on them. When we left office, it was over 1 million. We tripled wind energy production when we were in government. We tripled employment in the renewables sector. We were in the top 4 countries for renewable energy when Labor left office. And now, we're not even in the top 10.
Binatikos naman ni Tresorero Scott Morrison ang balak ng Partido Labor para sa ekonomiya o ang economic agenda nito. Sinabing nilalagay ng Partido Labor sa 1 bilyong dolyar na pasanin sa buwis ang ekonomiya ng Australia na sinasabi niyang lason sa pag-unlad. Anya, ang mga mas mataas na buwis ng Partido Labor ay hindi naglalayong mabawasan ang deficit kung hindi ay magbubunga ito ng mas malaking halaga ng deficit at mas malaking utang.
Bill Shorten has declared war on business and as a result he's declared war on growth. This is a leader of the opposition who has no plan for jobs and growth. And what he has done with his agenda for $100 billion of higher taxes over the next 10 years is to declare war on growth in our economy. Yesterday he didn't want to acknowledge the growth, and today and going forward he will continue to seek to attack growth with these toxic taxes that will be a toxin for our growth going forward.
Samantala, napilita naman ang Labor frontbencher Penny Wong na ipagtanggol ang paninindigan ng partido kaugnay sa mga pagbawas ng buwis sa kumpanya matapos maipakita ang video ni Bill Shorten na nakuha noong taong 2011 kung saan itinangi ang benepisyo ng pagbawas ng buwis sa mga kumpanya. Ang footage ay pinapakita ang pagkalumpati ni Bill Shorten sa parlamento kung saan sinabing ang mungkahi ay maaaring maging daan para sa karagdagang trabaho at productivity. Sinabi naman ng tagapagsalta ng oposisyon para Kabangyaman Chris Bowen, nagbago ng mga panahon simula nung kinuha ang video ng talumpati ni Bill Shorten.
Well, it was a modest tax cut then, which was proposed to be funded. This is a large tax cut over 10 years, which is completely unfunded. And you've got the AAA rating under real pressure now.
Sinabi naman ng frontbencher Christopher Pine sa Night Network, di dapat nagbago ang paninindigan ni Bill Shorten.
This has completely exploded Bill Shorten's credibility on the economy. In 2011, he recognised that cutting company tax grew jobs and growth. In 2016, for base political reasons, he's saying that the company tax rate is a disaster.